لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام و respected brothers in Islam, you would have enjoyed your Eid with the thousands of others at the Eidgah, but in any case, since you are here with weak ones like us, so therefore a few things with regards to Qurbani, which you have heard many times, but just to refreshen our minds and to revise our lesson. Brothers, we all are fully aware of the fact that people make sacrifice for higher things. A person is sacrificing his sleep, a student is sacrificing his sleep, and he's studying. We ask him, why are you sacrificing your sleep? Why don't you go off to sleep? Enjoy your sleep. He says, no, I have to write a paper in the morning. Then what will be the benefit of that paper writing? If I pass the examinations, then I will get a degree, I will get a certificate, then I can go and get a job, I can go and get employment, and I can get into profession. So for the sake of that profession, the person is sacrificing his sleep. If we have to go into details, it will take a long time, but just this one example is sufficient, that if you look through, the person is getting up early in the morning and going to his business. It's not that his heart is there to get up 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning and go for his business, but because he expects something in return, therefore he is going. Therefore he is making a sacrifice. So everybody makes sacrifice for the sake of achieving something higher in life. Whatever we consider to be important in life, whatever we consider that will bring us benefit, that will bring us profit, that will bring us some kind of joy and happiness in life, then we make sacrifices for that goal. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was not an angel. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not born an angel. He was a human being. He was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but a human being. And as a human being, he had the same feelings, the same desires. He had the same instincts that any ordinary human being has with regards to food, with regards to drink, with regards to children, with regards to wife. The normal desires of a person, that he would like to see his children happy, he would like to see his children get good education, he would like to see his children being righteous and pious. The person would like to eat food so that he survives. Everything that a normal human being requires, he also required. But yet, he had one thing more than the normal human being, and that was that he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and there was no question of disobedience in his life, because no Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sins. So the thing that is shining in his life, that is glaring, that is a distinguishing feature, is that when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, aslim, submit yourself, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. Iz qala lahu rabbuhu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabb, Allah, ordered him to submit himself, Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I have submitted myself to the Rabb of the worlds. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made this commitment that he has submitted himself to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he did not question any of Allah ta'ala's ahkam or his orders or his commands. He did not say, oh Allah, first tell me the wisdom behind this hukam of yours. What is the wisdom? Until I don't understand the wisdom, I am not going to practice. There was no question of asking about the wisdom behind any of Allah ta'ala's hukam. Because he was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, therefore the tests also were very severe. None of us have been asked to take our wife and take our little child and leave them in the jungle. If a person has to do that today, then that person will be sinful. If any person has to take his wife and his child and leave that wife and child in a barren land where there is no food, no drink, then that person will be sinful. It will be haram for him to do so, because he is putting them at the mercy of the animals of the jungles. Now if that person says that, but in the Quran Sharif we read of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was given such an order. Indeed, he was given that order. But he was given that order by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And none of us has received such an order by Allah, that we must take our wife and take our little baby and go and leave them in the jungle or in the barren land. That was an order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which came to him, we must put ourselves into his shoes and imagine this kind of an order coming from Allah. It was not an easy thing. We would have questioned 1,000 times, oh Allah, what is the wisdom? And what will you gain by asking us to take our wives and children and leave them there in the barren land? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not question for a single moment. We know the whole history of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is nothing but sacrifices. The government of the time is opposed to him. And not opposed in such a manner that they just take him and put him into a prison. In these days they'll lock the person up. If you oppose the government, they lock you up. He was not just locked up. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the fire. And he was not thrown because he had caused any person any harm. He was thrown into the fire just because he said that I worship none but Allah. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he worshipped Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and because of that worship he was thrown into the fire. It's a long story which you all are aware of. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam refused to take the assistance of the angels who came to him, the angels of the rain, that we will pour water, we will rain over this fire and extinguish it. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes, that I will destroy this whole city if you order. But he said, I do not seek your assistance and help. He questioned them that, is my Allah aware of what is happening to me? When they said, yes, your Allah is aware. He has given you the order, therefore he is aware that you are going to be thrown into the fire. So he said, then my Allah is sufficient for me. This is the lesson that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left behind for us, that in the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with that person. The ma'iyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the closeness of Allah, the companionship, as we may say, of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is with that person who is fulfilling the hukam of Allah, even though it may be outwardly a bit difficult on his nafs. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going through a very severe test. But there too he said that if my Allah is aware of it, then I've got no problem. At the most the fire will burn me up. And if my Allah is aware of my burning for his sake and for his pleasure, then that gives me more pleasure than to remain alive. If my burning with the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his deen gives him pleasure, then his pleasure is far more for it gives me far more happiness and pleasure than my pleasure to remain alive. That is the lesson. And what an important lesson it is, that in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even if a person's life goes, he is successful, he is not defeated, he is not at a loss. If Allah ta'ala is happy in his sickness, provided of course he does not buy sickness with his own hands. Most of us purchase sickness because of our wrong eating habits, no exercise, no proper dieting, and when there is need for medication, we don't take it, then that is our problem. But if the person has received ill health from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and after taking medication, he is still not getting cure, then if it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's will and pleasure in that, then this person, it gives him much more happiness than his health to remain sick. And we find that in Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam's example. What kind of sickness he went through. When he was cured of that illness, then when he was questioned that are you happier now or were you happy when you were ill? He said, when I was sick at that time, the voice from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used to come that, oh Ayyub, how are you? This voice that I used to hear, that used to take away all my pains. And that voice has stopped now. Which means that he is expressing much more happiness when he was in that state. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he realized that if at the most what is going to happen is that he is going to burn. So if his burning was for the pleasure of Allah in the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that gave him much more satisfaction than him remaining alive. When Allah ta'ala ordered him that take your wife and your little baby and leave them in the barren land, then there too the possibility was this, that some animal would have come and eaten them up. That was the possibility. There was the possibility that they would have starved to death, because that little water and those few dates were not going to allow them to survive for a long time. So there too the possibility was there that they were going to either die of starvation or some animal from the jungle would come and devour them. I mean, any person now, if he is told that take your wife and child and leave them in the jungle, what other possibility is there? But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, again, if it was the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he believed that his wife and his child's being devoured by some animal or starving to death, if that is for the pleasure of Allah and it is for the fulfillment of a hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it gives him far more pleasure than his wife and child remaining alive. Throughout his life, that is the lesson that he is giving to us. But as I mentioned earlier on, that was a hukam that came to him. Take this wife and child and leave them there. The hukam for us is that we must make the necessary arrangement for the protection of our wives and children. Give them proper education, give them proper upbringing, the children, train them, discipline them. And if it is a time for jihad, when it is there is a requirement and a need for the person to give his life in the path of Allah, then at that time that person must be prepared for that. But we are not allowed to just take the wife and child and dump them somewhere and say, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam trusted in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he made tawakkul in Allah and Allah ta'ala survived them, so why cannot we do the same thing? So that is not a hukam for us. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that is another thing that we find very, very glaring in his life. In fact, throughout his life, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen, he meant it in the true sense of the word, that he had submitted himself to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who gave us, the ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the name Muslim. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He is the one who gave you this name, this title of Muslim, the one who submits his will and desire to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in another place in the Holy Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. If a person brings any other way of life besides the Islamic way of life, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to accept it. The culture of anyone else, the lifestyle of anyone else, whether it is in business, whether it's in politics, whether it is in marriage, whether it's in walimas, whether it is in the home or in the bazaars or in the schools and colleges, wherever it is, if this person's life is anything else besides the way of life shown by Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to accept it. Which means again that in the breaking of the hukam of Allah, just as in the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah, if the person has to lose his life, he is successful. In the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah, if he has to starve to death, he is successful. In the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah and the orders of Allah and the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this person has to be banished from his town and city, then he is successful. No one can say that the sahaba ikram ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, because they were thrown out from Makkah Mukarramah, they were banished, or they were sent out to faraway places, so they were unsuccessful. They were the most successful ones, because it was in the fulfillment of the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If this one lesson we can learn from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life, that in the fulfillment of the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it is sickness or good health, whether it is adversity or prosperity, whether it is starvation or the person is filled with food and drink, whatever the condition, but if it is in the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that person is successful in life. At present, our criterion for success is this, that the person must have plentiful in his hand. If he's got plentiful, then he's very successful. I gave one example recently in one of my bayans, that if a father has a son, and this son, he works very hard in the business. He is a hard-working son. Early morning he goes. He tells the father, "You don't worry, you rest. I will take over all your responsibilities." So early morning he goes to the business, he works very hard, and he uses his expertise and his knowledge, and he earns for the father plentiful. But he doesn't make namaz, doesn't give zakat, doesn't fast in Ramadan. He goes to the casinos, he goes to the cinemas and theaters, and he leads a fast life. But still the father will say that, "I have got a wonderful son. Excellent son, taken over all my responsibilities and is earning a fortune for me. Wonderful son." And on the other hand, another person has got a very good son, disciplined son, pious son, God-fearing son, and he works hard, he makes an effort, he makes the khidmat of the father and the mother, but unfortunately it is not in his taqdeer and he doesn't seem to be earning very well. So he says, "My son is not a success in life, he's a failure." Why? Because he is not able to earn as much as the other one is earning. So that's our criterion for success. Here Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us, he is teaching us a lesson. Throughout his life he taught us that lesson. That in the fulfillment of the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's ma'iyyat, the person gets. Allah ta'ala is with that person. Therefore he questioned the angels that, "Is Allah aware of my condition?" And when they informed him that he is definitely aware, he said, "Well then Allah is sufficient for me." If only we can get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ma'iyyat, his closeness, if we can get him on our side in the fulfillment of his commands, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person those same blessings that he gave to the people of the past. First test, and after that the person sees peace, happiness and success. Without test, the person doesn't pass an examination. The passing of the examination, there has to be first an examination. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tests those who claim to be his ashiks and lovers according to their capacity. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, because of their high level, they were tested in that manner. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he never ever questioned the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now if we have to read the whole life of Qurbani and sacrifices, it's unlimited. But let us just conclude with one or two things about the Qurbani itself. That Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was not aware at the time when he put the knife on the throat of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam that this knife is not going to cut. If he was aware of that, then again it was not a test. If a father is told, put your son on the ground, put the knife on his throat and sacrifice him for my pleasure. But the knife will not cut, don't worry. After that he will be replaced by a ram. Then all of us will do that. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at that time when he was putting the knife on the throat of his son, he really believed that this knife will take away the life of my son. What kind of heart that father must have had? And what kind of heart that son must have had to say, Satajiduni insha Allahu minas sabirin. You will find me of the patient ones. Don't worry. Go ahead. Whatever command you have been given by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, go ahead. So what we learn from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's life, and Hazrat Hajira's life, is that when the person makes qurbani for the sake of Allah, not just the slaughtering of an animal. The slaughtering of the animal is the most beloved thing on these days of qurbani. Allah Ta'ala dearly loves it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, before the drop of blood falls on the ground, Allah Ta'ala accepts the qurbani. If the person did it with sincerity. Therefore he said, wholeheartedly, willingly, happily you must do qurbani. But at the same time, the qurbani that we have to really make is that of our nafs. Our nafs has become so fat and so healthy. Our animals have gone weaker and weaker. The animals which we are purchasing, they have gone weaker and weaker by the day. And we are buying smaller and smaller animals by the day. And this nafs which has grown to such huge size, on which we really supposed to put the knife, which we should have made weak. This nafs should have been made very weak, but we have allowed the nafs to grow and it has now overpowered us. So in this sacrifice that we are making, just as we are putting the knife on the throat of that animal, put the knife on the throat of pride, on the throat of anger, on the throat of evil desires and passions, on the throat of lust, on the throat of jealousy and envy, on the throat of malice. Cut all those evils and let the blood of those evils flow. Let the blood of the evil desires flow and cover the whole heart, make it red. Then as you have heard so many times, that when the heart will turn red with the blood of desires, evil desires, then Allah Ta'ala will put into that heart a noor, a light. It will light up that heart. And then that lit up heart, we do not know how many hearts it will light up. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on this joyous, happy occasion of Qurbani bless each and every one of you and the entire ummah with a very, very happy and a joyous Eid. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgive the entire ummah for the shortcomings and weakness. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us and bless the entire ummah with peace, with happiness, with contentment, and with all the best of this dunya and akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Make yourself straight. Well, it's a Mubarak day. The ummah throughout the world is suffering. Make dua with deep-hearted pain for the entire ummah and for ourselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will inshallah accept on this Mubarak day. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمدللہ رب العالمین. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ اس مبارک دن میں ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما. او اللہ آن دس مبارک ڈے فرگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, فرگیو اس, فرگیو اور پیرنٹس, فرگیو اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, فرگیو اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز, فرگیو دا انٹائر امت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, دا ہول امت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از سفرنگ آل اوور دا ورلڈ. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, فرگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف دیم. Ya Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering. Oh Allah, but on this Mubarak day, you are prepared to forgive irrespective of how much of sins we may have committed. As long as we are prepared to turn towards you, oh my Allah, you are prepared to forgive and welcome. Ya Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hey Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. اے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہے, ہم نالائق ہے, ہم بدکار ہے, ہم سیاہکار ہے, ہم گنہگار ہے, ہم سب کچھ ہے لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں. اے اللہ اس مبارک دن کے اندر اگر تو نے معاف نہیں کیا تو تو بتا کہ پھر ہم گندے کہاں جائے, تیرے سوا ہمارے لیے کوئی نہیں. اے اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کون ہے, اے اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں. او اللہ وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو, وی آر اشیمڈ آف دا سنز دیٹ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh my Allah, purposely, willfully we have broken your ahkam. Ya Allah, purposely we have violated your ahkam. Oh Allah, purposely we trampled upon the sunnats of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, in our lives nobody can see now the lifestyle of the Muslim. Ey mere pyare Khuda, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to take a lesson from the sacrifices of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and his mother Hazrat Hajira. Oh my beloved Allah, in the fulfillment of your ahkam, they did not waver one bit. Oh Allah, whatever your order came, whatever was your command, irrespective of how severe and difficult it may have been, but oh Allah, they were prepared and willing to submit themselves. Oh my beloved Allah, give us also the tawfiq to submit ourselves totally and wholly to you. Ay Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ay Allah, hum sab ko nek aur ek bana de. Ay Allah, hum sab ko nek aur ek bana de. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Ya Allah, such an expensive thing like the eye you gave to us, such a precious thing like the sight you blessed us with. And this sight we used for so much of haram. Ay Allah, you blessed us with hearing. And this hearing we used for so much of haram. You blessed us with speech and our speech was used for so much of haram. You blessed us with hands, with feet, with heart and mind and intelligence. But oh Allah, we used all these faculties for your disobedience. You blessed us with it and we used it for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have seized us there and then. He would have destroyed us the moment we committed sins and we committed evil. But oh Allah, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how kind you are, that in spite of all our sins, you kept on giving us so much to eat and drink. You did not deprive us of food, of drink, of clothing, of shelter. Ey Allah, teri rahmat ka koi had nahi hai. Ya Allah, there is no limit to your rahmat and your mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the stars that are twinkling in the heavens, oh my beloved Allah, your rahmat is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my Allah, on this Mubarak day we are pledging that we are not going to return to those sins anymore. Oh my beloved Allah, keep us far away from everything that's displeasing to you. Because in your displeasure we will gain nothing but anxiety, restlessness. We will gain nothing but misery. Oh Allah, so many are committing suicide. So many are taking their own lives in spite of everything at their disposal. Oh my beloved Allah, this is because they have distanced themselves from you. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak day we are seeking from you that give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot remove us from you. Ay Allah, put such love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to follow his way of life. Ay Allah, put such love of yours into our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that is pleasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing can give us cure. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, every kind of spiritual sickness is in our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with pride, with greed, with anger, with lust, with evil desires and passions. Oh my Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Ya Allah, this heart which was supposed to be a place for your love and for the love of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have given our hearts to everything, including monkeys of the world. But oh Allah, we have not given our hearts to you. Ay Allah, lekin is mubarak din ke andar hum is ghaflat se toba karte hain. Ay Allah, hum nadim hain, hum sharminda hain. Ya Allah, gunah kar kar ke hum bhi thak gaye. Ya Allah, we ourselves have become tired of committing sins. How long are we going to remain on this earth, oh Allah, with a dirty, filthy heart? Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, hume mukammal tazkiya naseeb farma. Hamare quloob ko paak aur saaf farma. Tamam gandagiyon ko door farma. Oh Allah, give us complete purification of our souls. Ya Allah, we are physically ill also. Remove our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, if our parents are alive, give them good health, long life, and bless them with the best of this world and akhirat. And Ya Allah, if they have passed away, then bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And Ya Allah, whatever weakness and shortcoming they have, they might have been in our service to them, then forgive us. Ya Allah, there were so many of that lived with us last year, but they are no more with us in this year. Ya Allah, unko Jannatul Firdaus ada farma. Ya Allah, if our children, our brothers and sisters, whoever may have passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum nalayak hai, hum zayif hai. Lekin, ay Allah, tu kamzoro ko taqat dene wala khuda hai. Ay Allah, you are the one who gives strength to those who are weak. Ya Allah, tu kamzoro ko taqat dene wala khuda hai. Tu be imano ko iman dene wala khuda hai. Ya Allah, tu munafiqin ko mukhlisin banane wala khuda hai. Ya Allah, teri qudrat mein koi kami nahi hai. Ya Allah, when you could have changed the hearts of the sahaba-e-kiram, who were at one time amongst the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the yahood and nasara, but when they accepted Islam and when they pledged obedience upon the hands of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you made them into radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. You became pleased with them and they became pleased with you. Oh my Allah, bless each and every one of us, our families, our brothers and sisters, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with joy, with satisfaction, with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Fill our hearts with taqwa, fill our hearts with zuhud, fill our hearts with shukr, fill our hearts with sabr, fill our hearts with qanaat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with all goodness and remove every evil from our hearts. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, the ummah is divided into so many segments. Ya Allah, the ummah is divided so much that when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must be informed of the condition of his ummah, then oh Allah, what injury and pain must be caused to him. Ya Allah, throughout the world there is no unity left in the Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the societies. Unite the heart of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, the mujahideen of Islam, wherever they are making an effort, Ya Allah, bless them with success and victory, especially in Chechnya and Palestine and Kashmir and other parts of the world. Ya Allah, where so many Muslims are giving their lives for the protection of your deen. Ay Allah, تو ان کی غیبی مدد اور نصرت فرما. اے اللہ, تو ملائکہ بھیج دے, اور اے اللہ, تو کفار اور دشمنوں کو شکست فاش نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, ان کو ختم فرما, عاد اور ثمود کی طریقے سے ان کو ختم فرما. اے اللہ, مسلمانوں کے اوپر جو مظالم وہ ڈھا رہے ہیں اس کو ختم فرما. اے اللہ, جو مظلوم ہے ان کی مدد فرما. اے اللہ, جو مظلوم ہے ان کی مدد فرما. یا اللہ, in Mozambique and other parts of the world where floods, earthquakes and other kinds of disasters have struck, all those who are suffering, remove their suffering. Oh my Allah, remove their suffering. Oh Allah, protect them and protect us and protect the entire ummah from earthquakes, from flood waters, from gale force winds, from cyclones and from disasters which are striking, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that it is because of our indulgence in sins day and night that these types of disasters are coming. But oh Allah, we are pleading, oh Allah, we are begging, we are extending these begging bowls before you that change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, you gave us these begging bowls attached to our bodies. and we are extending them before you. Oh my Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, those children who are not in talking terms with their parents, give them the tawfiq to unite with the parents. Those parents who are not in talking terms with their children, give them the tawfiq to unite with their children. Ya Allah, wives and husbands who are not in talking terms, unite them. Ey mere Allah, aaj har ghar ke andar ladai, har ghar ke andar dushmani, har ghar ke andar adawat. Ey Allah, aapas mein qulub intishar hi intishar. There is no more any happiness and joy and satisfaction. Ey Allah, hum kaisi kis halat mein pahunch gaye hai, in what a condition we have reached. Ya Allah, return us to the state that you had the sahaba kiram in. Ya Allah, on this mubarak occasion, how can we forget that Mubarak Hajj of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he made with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Oh Allah, what a community that must have been, when no person had malice in his heart, or greed, or evil passions or desires, no pride, no jealousy. Hey Allah, the earth will never have a gathering of that nature again, and the heavens will never see a gathering of that kind in Makkah Sharif again. Ya Allah, at present when we go for Hajj, Ya Allah, our hearts are everywhere else but with you. Ey Allah, hum Hajj bhi karte hain, lekin humare qulub dunya ki muhabbat ke andar phanse hote hain. Ya Allah, our hearts are in nothing but the material things of the world. Even in Arafat we are thinking of all the material things of the world. Ya Allah, what a Hajj they must have made. When my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the companionship of 124,000 companions, when he and the 124,000 must have exclaimed, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Oh Allah, what a labbaik that must have been, for they meant every word of the labbaik. Ay Allah, to hame bhi ikhlas naseeb farma. Ya Allah, bless us also with sincerity, with generosity, with kindness, with goodness. All the duas of goodness that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, especially on that occasion of the last Hajj. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne rukne yabani chu karke jo bhaga tha. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasalam ne mataf mein chal karke jo bhaga tha. Mizab-e rahmat ke niche khade hokar ro ro ke jo bhaga tha. Hatim mein namazein pad karke jo manga tha. Multazam se chimat kar, Ya Allah, he attached himself to the multazam, that sinless masoom Nabi, and how long he teared. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked at the multazam, and all the duas that he made behind the Muqam Ibrahim, and on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina, and especially in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our wives and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters with that goodness. And from all the mischief and fitna and corruption that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the deen work which is taking place in any line except all the work. Ya Allah, tabligh wa dawat ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma, madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, sab ko ikhlas ki taufiq se mala mal farma. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world. Whether we like it or not, we have to leave. Our souls are going to be extracted from our bodies. And we do not know when the angel of death is going to strike, where he is going to strike, and how he is going to strike. Ya Allah, when we are not aware of when and how our death is going to come, how can we be at the casino? How can we be in a cinema? How can we be in adultery or fornication? When we are reading and we are hearing of people getting heart attacks while committing adultery and fornication. Ay Allah, what an embarrassing that would be, if we are found in something that is haram. The angels of death, oh Allah, he is not going to ask us for permission before taking our life. Ya Allah, therefore give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from our sins and return to you so that we may get the best of this world and the akhirat. Ay Allah, hame dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi de. Dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi de. Dunya ki daulat bhi de aur akhirat ki daulat bhi de. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein, Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, give us the death that is on iman. Allah, iman wali maut naseeb farma. Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Allah, Madina Tayyiba ki shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. We know we are not deserving, but oh Allah, we are seeking. So because we know how sinful we are, And we are hopeful that if we are in Jannatul Baqi, then the winds of Rahmat that will blow, then we too will gain forgiveness. But if it is not Muqaddar there, then wherever it is Muqaddar, give us death on Iman. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله